headed into the first game?
We're where we could be by now, and I mean we're going to find out a whole lot of what we need to work more on Friday night. So I mean I don't know that I've ever been part of a first preseason game that's gone exactly the way we want it to go. So I would expect there to be plenty of things for us to work on after Friday's film.
How much do you find out in the game in relation to a few days of practice?
We're not out there yelling and screaming at them, you know, behind the huddle, and we can't, you know, talk to them too much in between plays, and you really find out who knows kind of what's going on and if they can handle their role and their responsibility, you know, without us being in their ear every play. So, you're definitely going to find out some things about players that you may not have already figured out, but and that's preseason.
Josh, how do you think Chris Sims has done in this camp?
He's doing fine. He's getting better every day. He works extremely hard. He's very diligent in the meeting room, and he's come out here and he's had some really good days, and then he's had some days where, you know, he struggled, but that's kind of training camp. You know, that's for a quarterback in this offense, that's kind of how it goes. You know, he put in a bunch of stuff one morning, you go out there and you may not be totally comfortable with all of it, but you know, you get better at it as you go, and Chris has worked real hard to do that.
Well, you had a tight end in this offense. What are your impressions of Tony Scheffler so far as a weapon in this offense?
He can do a lot of things. Tony's very versatile. He's obviously got very good speed and hands, you know, in the passing game. He's also showed a good solid toughness in a running game for us here in training camp, and that'll be important, you know, because when we're in those two tight end sets and want to try to run the ball, then, you know, he and Daniel and our other tight ends are really going to have to do a good job on the edge too. So we ask him to do a lot in our offense, and Tony showed up and worked hard every day, and he's getting better just like everybody else is.
Yeah. You have an update on Ryan Terrain? He's out here, and you brought in Marcus Thomas.
Yeah, Ryan Terrain has been released. That's the update.
Okay. And was he injured, or just a roster
waiver? He was waived injured.
Okay.
Did he just not come around for
that? Say it again?
Didn't fit in your plans?
He was injured. He was waived injured. There's nothing more to it. It wasn't about plans. You know, it was a roster decision that we made, and we're moving on.
Do you have expectations or goals for special teams out of this game?
Absolutely. It's been one of our focal points here in training camp every day. You know, we worked on it for 35 minutes today in practice. So many areas for us to improve in the kicking game from last year, and we need to improve in them. We weren't very good last year in the kicking game in any phase, and if we can improve in all four core phases and in our specialists' performance, then it's going to help our team dramatically. So, you know, we put a big emphasis on it, and we really want to see how this thing goes, and we're going to put the best that we got out there on Friday night early in the game and see where we can take it.
Looks like you've moved Alfonso and Kenny back there on punt returns. Is that mostly to make sure Eddie's not doing too much? He's one of your main receivers on offense, or do you just like what you've seen from Kenny and Alfonso?
Yeah, we're just getting everybody work. Eddie was back there earlier this week, and Kenny didn't get as many earlier this week as Eddie did. So, you know, we had the two young kids split a little. Well, they're all young, but the two younger kids split the reps today. So, you know, you'll probably see all of them back there at some point in the preseason. And you know, but they need the work, and they're willing to go back there and catch them, and they're working hard to get better.
How much do you anticipate Noshon playing? How much do you anticipate playing Noshon?
Plenty. I mean, we're telling everybody to be ready to go for a long time, and Noshon's in that group too. So all our rookies and all our young kids need to play a lot. I mean, this is their first opportunity to play in a National Football League game and find out what it's all about. And there's really no way to simulate the speed of the game in these kind of practices. And they're going to find out an awful lot about, you know, competition and what this is all about. So he needs to play just like all the rookies do. And we have no plans on taking those guys out too early.
Is there anybody that won't play or that really held out just precautionary?
Nope.
Everybody's
nope.
Good.
We're going right now. We're telling everybody to be ready to go.
Thank you, Coach.
You got it. Thank you. Really-